You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Saturday at 12:45, it's at Headingley as Hull KR take on Warrington. Warrington 2-7 in the betting, the draw 25-1. Hull KR are 5-2. Warrington minus 10 on the handicap is 10-11. The tie is 16s and Hull KR plus those 10. Also 10-11. It's 35 years since the last Challenge Cup success for Hull KR. They beat Hull FC in that final, so that was a pretty good day for them. Their last visit to Wembley, was in 1986. You look at Warrington's recent record in the Challenge Cup, though. They've got 3 cup wins in the past 6 years and numerous semi-final appearances. Similar to the way I was talking about Leeds in the last game, Warrington's semi-final Challenge Cup experience must come into this.
I think it will, without a doubt. I mean, if you look at the recent record in the Cup under Tony Smith particularly, he seems to be able to manage this team to win those big games, in the Cup at least, not so much in the latter stages of Super League, but certainly the Cup's been very kind to Smith and Warrington in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. So, their experience definitely will count. I mean, it could go one of two ways for Hull KR. You know, they're here, they haven't been here for a long time in a semi-final situation. They could either be like a rabbit in the headlights and maybe freeze a little bit, or they could throw caution to the wind and, as underdogs, be sort of a dangerous proposition for Warrington. So it really, a lot depends on how Hull KR react to the situation, I think.
Yeah, good news for Hull KR as well is that Albert Kelly's back for them. They're going to have a new halfback pairing, really, aren't they? Because Dane Crisham, who's a new player for Hull KR, will play alongside him. Be interesting to see how they get on, because Albert Kelly's one of the more exciting players in the Super League at the moment.
Absolutely huge. I mean, if Kelly hadn't made the game, you know, I think you could have written off Hull KR's chances there and there. It would have been lovely to have Albert Kelly and Terry Campese teaming up in the match. You know, that would have been superb to see, and it really would have given Warrington a proper test. I still think they will be tested. When the draw was made, Hull KR were flying, and I did think they might be able to give Warrington a real fright in this match, but in the few weeks since the quarterfinals, Warrington have grown from strength to strength, whereas Hull KR have been struggling a little bit. If the game had been played about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'd have fancied Rovers probably more than I do now. I still think they'll give Warrington a reasonable test, but as we've mentioned, I think Warrington's experience will probably see them through in the end.
Yeah, Warrington were very impressive against Castleford last week. The way they beat them suggests that they're hitting form at the right time. I suppose the only concern, or one of the concerns for Warrington, is that Ben Westwood's been banned for a couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the leaders of the team up front, and I think he'll be badly missed. He's a really influential player. Probably still a little bit underrated in certain quarters, actually. But it's a bad loss, but I think they've probably got enough behind them to just overcome that.
Right, you think Hull KR will give Warrington a game then? Do they keep within the handicap, or how do you see it going?
If I was looking to have it, as I said, a bit like the Leeds game, really, in terms of the handicap. I don't think it's a million miles away from the mark, but if I was having a handicap bet, I probably would side with Hull KR, just because in a semi-final situation, I think if you offer any team any kind of win, no matter what the margin, they will take it. So, for me, I always like the double-figure starts in a cup semi-final. So I would probably edge with Hull KR on the handicap, yeah, the plus 10. The way I see the game panning out is I think Hull KR will throw everything at Warrington early on. I think they'll know that to win the game they'll need to get in front early and hopefully maintain that lead. The longer the game goes on, Warrington will probably be a fitter, more experienced team and probably will get stronger. So Hull KR's best chance is to sort of get out of the traps early and really sort of get some points on the board early. So I've got a couple of bets kind of based on that mentality. Whether it'll be right or not, I don't know. But that's where I'm coming from with my bets. I think they'll stay within the 10, hopefully, for the handicap backers, yeah.
Okay, let's get into those other bets then. Would the double result be something you'd look at then, Hull KR to win the first half, Warrington to go on to win the match?
Yep, a couple of angles there, possibly. Yeah, the 11-2, Hull KR half-time, Warrington full-time. I wouldn't put anyone off that one. I think Hull KR, as I said, their best chance is to start well. So they'll be looking to do that, but Warrington probably to exert the superiority later on in the game. The 11-2 is reasonable, I would think, there.
Any other bets that you like the look of here?
So in the try-scorer market, I'd probably be looking at someone, as I've meant, just to try and be consistent with my other way of thinking behind the game, probably one of the Hull KR players to maybe get on the board first, someone like Ken Seo, who's back in the team, 14 tries this season. Strong player on the wing foot and has been a pretty good addition for them this season. So 10-1, Ken Seo, first try scorer. I think that's a reasonable bet. But yeah, we've talked about the double result and the handicap. There's one other bet that I quite like in the man of the match market. I mean, look, today, I quite like the look of Myler. He seems to be playing a bit better recently. And obviously, we know he's leaving at the end of this season. So this will be his last Challenge Cup for Warrington anyway. But he's probably short enough in the betting. Is he 6-1 there? Yeah, 6-1 for the man of the match market. But the one that I like at a bigger price, you'd probably gather by now, I quite like the more speculative big prices sometimes in these markets, is someone like Chris Hill at 25-1. And the reason that I like that bet is that I think that he'll take a bit more of a leadership role for Warrington in the absence of Westwood. He plays big minutes up front again. And he's everywhere in the game. He's always sort of one of the key men in the Warrington pack. He's diving on loose balls. He's making breaks. He's making last-ditch tackles. He's very influential. And, I think if Warrington win a close game and none of the backs kind of really run the show, I think you could do worse than back someone like Chris Hill at 25-1 to get the Man of the Match award.
Right, nice big price there then. Any try scorers stand out to you here? There's probably a host of them that you could put up. One that I've been looking at in recent weeks is Ben Curry for Warrington, because he remains odds against every week, which if you look at half of the betting in there, not many of them are. 5-4 to score any time. He's in fantastic form.
Yeah, fantastic. He'll be one of the players of the season.
Sorry, 6-4. I've done myself an injustice.
Yeah, no, take the 6-4. Yeah, I wouldn't put you off that at all. He's been very, very impressive this season, hasn't he? He's one to watch. I mean, if you're looking at the price of the other outside backs, he's probably is one that stands out in terms of value compared to the rest. So, yeah, I wouldn't put you off that one at all.
Same again, then. Let's have some best bets. Let's have a little summary of the other semi-final.
Okay, so the other semi-final on the handicap, I'd probably lean towards Hull KR +10. I think they'll probably keep the game relatively close, and with it being a semi-final, throw everything at Warrington. So I think they should be able to stay within 10 points. Having said that, I think Warrington will probably prevail and win the game. So, backing up that train of thought, Hull KR half-time, Warrington full-time, which is 11-2, that would appeal. And then looking at some of the other try-scorer markets, we've mentioned Ben Curry there for Warrington, but I like Ken Seo or even Mantellato at 10-1 on the other wing. You know, you can make your choice there. Both scored a similar number this season and have been pretty good additions to the squad. So, 10-1 either of those two for first try-scorer would be worth looking at, I would say. And then finally, one at a big price for man of the match, Warrington's Chris Hill. The big prop, 25-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.